It's National Science Week, and National Science Week is Australia's annual opportunity to meet scientists, discuss the hot topics, undertake experiments, and celebrate science's cultural and economic impact on society. From art to astrophysics, chemistry to climate change, and forensics to future food. It's on now, as we speak, with online events, virtual tours and experiences, home-based DIY science. There's really something for everyone in what has become one of Australia's largest festivals. To investigate further, we're joined by Jackie Randalls from Inspiring Australia. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, look, it's great to be back at 2SER, where I spent many years in the 90s.
Oh, I always love it when we have old alumni back on
the
air.
The best years of my life.
Oh,
and I just have to say, community radio is the most wonderful place to be. And I really owe community radio to where I've ended up today, doing this grassroots science engagement role.
Oh my God, I love it. I mean, I was just speaking to you before. It sounds amazing. So tell us what National Science Week's all about and who's behind it.
National Science Week is one of Inspiring Australia's flagship campaigns. So Inspiring Australia is all about connecting community members with cutting-edge science and technology. And we work all year round with community groups, gardening groups, land care groups, citizen science groups, and even with music festivals like Splendor in the Grass, to bring science programming into things that people can go to in their backyard. So typically National Science Week would see 2,000 live events right across the country, in little towns, online, in big cities, and it's an opportunity for people who don't ordinarily get to meet a scientist to go and interact and find out about their research. And the whole goal is to improve the relationship between science and society and to broaden the message that scientific research is relevant to just about everything we do, all aspects of our lives, and it's a really important part of well-being and our future.
I know we're already a few days in, but what have been some of the highlights so far?
Look, for me, I always like to take science out of the bubble. Like, there's a lot of people who absolutely love science and they're real kind of science enthusiasts. Think of the people who, are watching the Big Bang Theory, or they're going to science trivia nights, or they're doing following science alert in social media. Science Week for me is about busting that bubble and taking science beyond its fans. So over at your sister radio station, FBI Radio, for example, every morning there's been a new piece of contemporary music released and performed that's in response to nanoscience research. So we've actually paired research scientists with musicians to create new works. At Sydney Olympic Park, there's a whole lot of sports stars demonstrating science-themed activities that people can try at home. Think GWS Giants and kicking a banana. Think members of the Australian cycling team demonstrating gears and speed. So again, we're trying to appeal to sporting fans and people who are really into sport to just kind of introduce scientific concepts. Another really great one that I love is the How to Cure a Pixie. There's a collection of paintings, Australian paintings by an artist, and a group of art restorers have been working to restore those paintings as if they're operating them, as you would in a hospital. Oh. And they're doing that with kids who are really unwell in the children's hospital. So it's bringing that scientific investigation and problem-solving technique to art restoration. And again, we have coffee in the studio with artists where Sid Sledge, who's an artist you can look up online, is having coffee every night with a different bunch of scientists and artists and discussing the synergies between them.
Oh, that is so
cool. So there's all kinds of conversations. And a big one I should mention is Sydney Science Trail. That brings together about 40 different presenters from around the science community with the Australian Botanic Garden and the Australian Museum, the zoos involved, a number of scientific research institutions, and you can go through a virtual trail and find 50 different ways to interact with scientists, from plant science to STEM careers, and then there's some theatrical performances in there as well. So that's targeting families and students. There's a school program underway as well. And at 11 o'clock today, there's a whole big panel on women in STEM careers, trying to encourage more young girls to, keep up their maths.
To get amongst it. Yeah.
Yes, that's cool. Right.
So just a more kind of general science question. Do you think good science, that is science for the greater good, let's say, is stronger than evil science that sometimes crops up in our society? And when I mean evil or bad science, I don't necessarily mean like really evil, but you know, there's stories that can come out about in pesticides, polluted crops, kids reaching puberty earlier because of processed foods. How can good science demonstrate or build on the conversation against, let's say, the bad science?
I think what you're talking about there is how do we encourage people to overcome their fears and their worries and concerns and look to evidence-based information. So sometimes, particularly with social media, we can get into bubbles of like-minded people.
Yeah,
so if you think of people who are really worried about vaccinations, there's quite a proliferation of people who think vaccinations might cause harm to their children, and they tend to cluster in information bubbles amongst themselves. So the evidence-based information that's out there doesn't penetrate. And I think at this time of the global pandemic, where really we are on this global race to come up with a vaccine, it's going to be more important than ever that scientists actually find a way to communicate with people and to take into account their worries and fears. It's absolutely fine for people to be concerned and worried about things, and it's right to be, particularly as a parent. But we need to also look to the evidence and, have an open dialogue. And I think if you look at climate change and the, there was a wonderful discussion last night from the UNSW Centre of Ideas that you can tune into online, about climate change. And it was looking at the fact that to get people around this kind of wedge between who's a climate change denialist and who isn't, you actually have to tune into people's emotions and fears and worries. And a lot of that's about how information is communicated, how people get access to information, and how people are empowered to actually have confidence in the information that they're reading. And there is a lot of misinformation out there. And how do you tell the difference between fact and fiction? So it's all about reputable sources, making scientists more accessible to people, making sure that information is presented in a way that's not banging people over the head with facts, but it's a two-way dialogue, that people are respected. You know, I do hear scientists bemoaning anti-vaxxers and being kind of scathing of people sometimes. And it's like, that's no way to improve relationships between, scientific experts and the rest of the community.
And the rest of the population.
So Science Week is all about building bridges. And that's why I love working within community contexts to develop events that are really about relationships at the end of the day, because that's what it's going to take to make a difference and to bring people together. And in fact, tonight at 8 p.m., there's a climate action panel. Just look up climate action panel on the Simpatico platform, that's looking at what can we do personally to impact climate change. And that has a panel of some of Australia's most eminent experts on climate change. It's all about what can we do to make a difference? What real action can we take?
And so if listeners want to get involved with National Science Week, so do they just Google Science Week? Is that the...
We do have a national website,
yep.
scienceweek.net.au.
Perfect.
And that website is the national campaign. But if you want a cheat sheet to find a quick summary of highlights that have arisen from New South Wales people, go to my website. It's much easier to navigate.
Perfect. And what's that?
InspiringNSW.org. inspiringnsw.org.au, inspiringnsw.org.au. The first story there will give you a breakdown of all the different kind of events that are happening around New South Wales. But obviously, it's online, so if you're on Twitter, just search the hashtag Science Week and do join us. There's so much to explore.
That is awesome. Jackie Randalls, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll link all of those and put them on the 2SER website.
Brilliant. Have a great week.
You too. Bye, Jackie.
See ya.